play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent, Aisha. Good to talk to you.
Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Ward Hartenstein of Rochester, New York. I said, name a well-known cartoon character in 8 letters, change the last letter to a U, and rearrange the result to make a phrase you might see on a Valentine's Day card. Well, the cartoon character is olive oil. Change the L to a U, you can rearrange the result to get I love you.
Oh, and that's very nice. There were over 2,000 correct entries. Love is in the air. And this week's winner is Michelle San Antonio of North Creek, New York. Congratulations, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, when Will said there was a U involved and it appeared in a Valentine's Day card, I just assumed it was I love you. So I wrote it out on scrap paper and just worked it backwards from that way and solved it pretty quickly.
Now, how long have you been playing the puzzle? I understand you're one of those first-time submitters today.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time participant in entry. So this is quite the thing.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm a paramedic.
I mean, here's the thing. If you're a paramedic, you could definitely play the puzzle, but you know, I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
So ready. Let's go.
All right. Take it away, Will.
Today's puzzle is titled PE Class. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name with the initials PE. For example, if I said breakfast item sometimes served on toast, you would say poached egg.
Okay.
Number one. Medical checkup that's often done annually.
Physical exam.
You got it. Our home in the solar system.
Planet Earth.
Excellent. A person whom the voters have picked to be chief executive, but who hasn't taken office yet.
Something elect?
Yes.
Yes, and who's the chief executive?
President elect.
Excellent. Result of a sudden boom in the number of births.
Population.
Yes.
Explosion?
You got it. How about a detective? An informal term
Private
for
eye.
A detective. You got it. Colorful animals that drunks are said to see.
Pink elephants.
You got it. Astronomical event in which the moon obscures a portion of the sun.
Partial eclipse.
You got it. Mail delivery service in the Old West.
Oh, Pony Express.
That's right. Places to insert studs.
Mm.
And so there's jewelry on the sides of your head.
Earlobes. What's the P?
Ears is the E. What kind of ears?
E. Pierced ears.
Pierced ears, is it?
Pierced
good.
Ears.
Pierced
okay.
ears. I was thinking of wall studs.
Yeah, I was thinking of wall studs, too.
How about English royal after whom a Canadian province was named?
Prince Edward.
That's it. And here's your last one. Team that won the 2025 Super Bowl.
Go Birds! Philadelphia Eagles.
Good job.
My team.
Oh, that's your team. Okay, I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Well, you did an excellent job, Michelle. How do you feel?
Oh, my life is complete. Thank you. It's been an honor.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Michelle, what member station do you listen to?
NCPR out of Canton, New York.
That's Michelle San Antonio of North Creek, New York. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Jim Vespi of Mamaroneck, New York. Name a famous sports figure of the past. 5-letter first name, 4-letter last name. Change the 3rd and 4th letters of the first name to a D, as in dog, and you'll have the nickname of another famous American of the past. Who are these two people? So again, a famous sports figure of the past, 5-4, change the third and fourth letters of the first name to a D, and the result, you'll get the nickname of another famous American of the past. Who are these people?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, February 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot. Bye, Aisha.